Welcome to Film School Radio, the on-air online showcase for the best in independent documentary and foreign films, every Friday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Pacific and online at filmschoolradio.com. I'm your host, Mike Kaspar. On her wedding day, all that stands between a young woman and marital bliss with her soon-to-be husband is surviving the chaos and expectation of family and friends, each intensifying her spiraling panic. It's a wonderful film, and a very brief introduction, but a wonderful film called The Young Wife, and we are joined today by the writer and director, Ayrisha Poe. Welcome to Film School Radio.
Thank you for having me. Hello.
And I'm so happy to have you back on the program. You were kind enough to come on for your debut feature film, which was Sela and the Spades. And while these are certainly two different stories, they're both about powerful young women who are facing challenges or facing a number of different dynamics in their world, in their relationship to others. In this case, Celestina is about to be married, and she is now dealing with relatives. She's dealing with her relationship. She's dealing with a lot of things. And there is this directness and intelligence that she has in this film that really elevates all of the different relationships around her. What was the inspiration for The Young Wife?
Well, I became a wife in 2018. I got married. We got married at like City Hall and then had a wedding the year after. And the process of having the wedding, not the getting married, that was very cool, very chill, didn't really change a lot. But the wedding I found to be kind of fascinating because of how stressful it was. And I didn't understand why it needed to be stressful. And it wasn't until many years later, after writing this movie and making it, that I understood that weddings are really for other people, like the other people in your life, the other people in your families, the other people in your community, to come together and say, hey, all together, we are choosing to join and become one together. But back when I was having a wedding, I thought it was just like a party. And I didn't understand that there can be this emotional weight behind it. And then the pandemic, I was writing it during the pandemic and during this period of isolation and being away from all these people, your community, and wanting nothing more than to just be with them. Doing like inane, banal, boring stuff just to be with them, to share like air and space with them. And so I wanted to make a movie about somebody who simultaneously like wanted to be with them and in it and surrounded by them, and wanted and needed to like not be anywhere near them at all. And just that push and pull trapped in this tight space.
There's all of the family, all of the tensions that come forward with that part of it, which we see in this film. But there's also an announcement to the world.
Yeah.
And there's the kind of legal ramifications. Right. So there are things that come into play in any time somebody's going to get married, which is a part of this story.
Yeah.
But I love the fact that this is, for all intents and purposes, it's about a celebration. There is that element for sure in this film, and it keeps intruding in the other parts of what Celestina is going through. And I thought that tension was just beautifully rendered in the film, but also it illuminates so much about the story and about the characters involved.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that it was really important to me to tell a story because I think that something that I have felt growing up, or I'm still learning how to speak on this because I don't want it to come across as like, oh my God, feminism is bad, because that's not at all what I'm saying or what this is about. It's kind of not about feminism at all, or everything is about it, whatever. but it's like, of course, in a strive for, you know, freedom and self-actualization and equity and equality, I think that there sometimes can be a push in the other direction just to get as far away from the thing that feels like it's the thing holding us back. And so I think that sometimes when we talk about this idea of like marriage or like becoming a wife, there's a lot of baggage that's attached to it. And it's not necessarily internal baggage, which is really what the movie's about. It's everybody else's baggage. Like, it's everybody else's idea of what that means that becomes the baggage. But you don't have to take that on, and you can choose to participate in this thing, this institution, or this just like this public announcement. You can choose to participate in life in that way with someone in your own way. You can choose to define it for your own, or in your own way. You can choose to define it in your own way. You don't have to shun it. You don't have to like be flippant about it. You don't have to like take it like you can choose to make it feel whatever weight you need to feel. But I think allowing ourselves to participate in those weighty, traditional, almost like cosmic human events is really important. Like, I actually think it's really important to participate in traditions. Not necessarily marriage, but like, I think it's important to like investigate traditions and like participate in some that you find worth it.
I could not agree more. I think traditions inform us about our past
Oh, yeah.
and our present,
Yeah.
and you decide what the future of those traditions are. And I think to some degree that's what this is about.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. It's asking us to not just say, oh, tradition, no, I'm good. I'm in the future now. But to say, what kind, I think that investigating that past and that present creates that future. The future isn't just like this mystic thing. It is something that we are actively choosing to create. And we can be intentional about that. And we should be.
Yeah, and this is a fundamental tradition in human civilization. I mean, this is. So to see the characters in the film in the way that they are weighing in on something that should be a celebration of that day, but they're weighing in on their opinion of what it should be is so fundamental. I mean, think about what would it be without this tradition of marriage, of public pronouncement of this is my husband, this is my wife. So it is fundamental in so many different ways, in patriarchy, in all kinds of different ways.
Yeah.
So, but all of that, again, I want to come back to this because I think it's important. This film is also, it's side by side with celebration of the relationships and life. So that's what I love. I love so much about your ability to kind of navigate that with your characters. So.
Yeah, that was important. I think there's always going to be a lot of devastating stuff happening. And if we are able to, within the heart of devastation, to find a kernel of something to celebrate, I just think that's how humanity has been able to continue. And it's how we will continue. I really believe that.
Yeah, and I think, and I want to be careful not to give more away about the story than I need to, but you bring in truly and literally the elements of life and death, or death and life in the course of the introduction of the characters to our film.
Yeah.
And again, another part of this that the film is fun. It's liberating in a lot of ways, in the way that you go about telling story. And I'll get into the sort of the logistics of the filmmaking because I love that part of it as well. But I like that those characters, and again, I alluded to this before we got our conversation going, that these archetypes that you use in the course of the film to illustrate what I believe that you're trying to get across in the film. Is beautiful because a lot of it is not only the characters, but the actors here are really good all the way across the board. Everybody's really good in the film. So that helps.
Yeah, it really it makes it easy. Yeah.
I mean, let's talk about Kiersey Clemons, who is wonderful as Celestina. She really embodies the film. There is an archetype that is love. She's Diana, if you will, the goddess of love in this film. And yet she's weighed down by her circumstances as well. So let's talk about her.
I love that. Archetypes is totally right, and we would talk about that in pre-production. We talk about it during production. We talk about it all the time in the edit, that we're all playing characters, like all of us right now. I'm playing a character, like we're all like performing a self. And I think that when we participate in these traditional things, we like extra perform ourselves. We like overperform. We can't help it. Like when my brothers get married, I feel myself overperforming the sister of the group. Like I feel myself, I can't help it. And I feel myself like performing bits of like fictional characters playing this part, because it's like we've just been taught like this is how the mother of the bride acts at the, like this is, we've just been shown it and we've seen it in our own real lives. And it's just like this character that we're eager to perform. So I feel like when it comes to these traditional events, it's even easier to tell these sorts of fabulistic. And that's really what we're doing. Like we're trying to, and by we, I'm talking about all of my collaborators. Like a lot of people who worked on Selling the Spades worked on this, and they'll work on the next one. But we're trying to like, how do we tell fables? Like, how do we use films to tell fables? Because that's what's interesting. That's how you create this portal for people to connect, to honestly connect to it in whatever way they need to connect to it in that moment. And I feel like there are a lot of things to connect to. It's like you're plugging in to whatever you need to plug into. But what we're trying to do, or what we were trying to do, is, and I think that's why Kiersey's so brilliant as Celestina, is that she, through her body language and the way that she like communicate, or the way that she's able to, the way that she's able to speak through her facial choreography, I guess that's what I'm saying. She just can just use her face, play everything. Through it, I find that we are able to connect to her and thus her emotions in a way that doesn't really require words. Like we could, I feel like you could watch Kiersey play this whole movie without saying anything, and she would really just really say everything that needs to be said with her body. So casting her was a very easy choice. Very, very easy.
Cheryl Lee Ralph is wonderful as her mother.
Thank you.
She's great. And I love the way they're introduced into the film too, that you kind of tee it up with, the different titles that they have told in kind of slightly different ways. And it's a little confusing. Grandmother, grandma, mom, mother. So I love that. I love the way you kind of bring us into the story. And I haven't seen Judith Light in a while, but I thought, wow, she was just amazing. And what's amazing for her, and for also for Cheryl Lee Ralph's character, Angelique, is that the directness. Both of those women are just could not be more honest about what's on their mind and how they're going to speak it. And that comes across in Celestina's character, that directness back and forth between them. I mean, throughout the movie, most of the characters, when you kind of peel away the facade of, sister, whatever that might be, that relationship, the familial relationship or otherwise, they're very direct in sort of almost understated ways. The way they speak to one another, it's almost under their breath. They're saying things that they wouldn't say normally say out loud.
Honestly, that was kind of inspired by, this is so silly, but it's, well, two things. One, it was this idea that because Celestina is experiencing such an overwhelm of emotion this day, we would say this all the time, it was almost like she was like this magnetic field of like truth. Like people couldn't help but need to tell her what they really think right now. Like, this is the day, like it's a wedding. Speak now or forever hold your peace. Like, I have to tell you what I think. I have to let you know. I have to speak my opinion. I have to tell you what you're doing wrong. I have to tell you. And she's just going to accept it. Not accept it as in like agree with it, but she's never going to say, I cannot talk to you. Like, I'm not going to like listen. Like, I'm turning away from, she's going to like let it all in, let it all in, let it all in. And so I think because she is, it's almost like her character is opening herself up to it that day. And so I wonder if all of these people would be this honest on a different day or in different circumstances. I think it's Celestina. I think she's like asking for it in a way, in a painful way. She's asking for it.
Well, and Sabrina is certainly an
Oh,
example of that. So, and their relationship evolves over the course of the film too. I mean, the sort of the acceptance or what, I don't know if that's the right exact word, but they're just sort of, they come to a, I think, to a good place by the time of the film. There's the exchange of the necklaces, which I thought was beautiful. I will not pretend that I understand every symbolism in the film. There's a lot of things that, now I know I kind of knew that they were about something that I should know more about, but I mean but it adds to the kind of the interest in the film and the way that these characters interact with one another. So I just want to remind our listeners, we're speaking with Tyresha Poe. She is the director and writer of The Young Wife. It's out now. If you're looking for a wonderful cinematic experience, and I mean cinematic, and it is a very cinematic film. And it feels like you're a big fan of film. I read a little bit about your background. You have been immersed in the world of film for most of your life, it sounds like. And I will just, before, I won't geek out too much, but there's films it reminds me of. Now, The Wedding, the Altman film, that's a little too, probably not quite on point, but it reminded me, and I can't tell you why this is. It reminds me of I Heart Huckabee for some reason.
For sure. Yeah.
You know, because people are telling you things. It's an investigation, and it kind of feels like that way. But there's other films, and I'm not going to go bore anyone with all my references, but is there some influences that you were kind of, did you feel comfortable bringing into this?
Definitely. It's so interesting that you say I Heart Huckabees, because there's another movie from around that time. And then it makes me think, oh, there's actually like several movies of that sort from that time that I watched obsessively when I was growing up. But the one that really did, really stuck in my brain for The Young Wife was Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Talk about like an expressionistic film. I feel like when I watched that, I was like, oh, movies aren't about like, necessarily like a story. It's like life is the story and a movie is just trying to like capture that. It's just about like trying to like capture it. Yeah. It's okay. It's all there in the net because life gives us all the elements that we're trying to like recreate on the page. It's all there. And I think that like a really powerful film isn't trying to like unbraid the mess of life and then retell it in an orderly, logical fashion. It's trying to capture the mess. Like, it's just trying to be messy. And I think that when you watch it, sometimes you walk away. And I, at least for me, I'm like, I know that I don't like understand with
exactly
what's going on, yeah. But it's like, I feel in my soul that I understand something.
Exactly. It got past the goalie. I mean, whatever
mind barrier of understanding, some stuff makes it through. And that stuff, like, it sticks in your soul. It really does.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I want to thank you so much again for two wonderful films, Sella and the Spades before this in 2020, and now we have The Young Wife. Congratulations. I look forward to so much more, and I hope you'll come back someday somehow. You'll be too big. You'll be doing Marvel movies pretty soon.
Oh, you give the best interviews. I'll always be. Always.
Oh, thank you so much. We've been talking with Teresa Poe. She is the director and writer of The Young Wife. Thank you, and all the best. I couldn't be happier for you. Thank you so much.
I so appreciate it.
You've been listening to Film School Radio, the on-air online showcase for the best in independent documentary and foreign films. You can find out more about the program at filmschoolradio.com. I'm your host, Mike Kaspar. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next week with another edition of Film School Radio.